LS 3 2.11
Around the world, there are perhaps 100 to 150 tribal communities which have resisted contact with the outside world, or indeed, who have never had recorded contact with outsiders of any kind. These isolated societies often live in the heart of the world's densest jungles or remote islands, and have lived for centuries without contact with the world at large. They play no part in modern globalised society. Famous examples include the notoriously fierce Yanomami of Venezuela, who have welcomed outsiders in the past but now resist contact, or the 100-strong group of islanders on Sentinel Island in the Indian Ocean, who have never been directly contacted by representatives of the modern world and are openly hostile to outsiders attempting to land on the island. A helicopter which attempted to survey the island in the wake of the Indian Ocean tsunami of 2004 was met with a hail of arrows. There are arguable benefits to this way of life. They maintain their freedom and cultural traditions and have no apparent need of the trappings of modern life. Yet many argue that they also miss out on the obvious benefits that modernity can offer, such as education and advanced medical care.